Okay, we're learning the story of Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadik, and Rav Yechanan Achurani. Let's try, we'll learn the Gemara inside again, try to get straight what the story was. And as I left you hanging at the end yesterday, there's some sort of an issue as to who was the Talmud of Shammai, which one of the two. So let's see the Maase again. Tashma, Adam Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadik, Shiisi Laimei Tayres, Rav Yechanan Achurani. I saw that he was very hungry in the hunger years. He apparently had no money, no food. He was eating dry bread with salt. Rav Moshe used to have a taina. It says in Mishnah Berurah that by the Seder, when you eat matzah, you shouldn't put salt on it. You should play matzah because it should be lechem ayni, kederech aniyim. So Moshe had a taina that in Shas, whenever it talks about a poor person eating, it always says he ate pas b'melach. It always says he ate it with salt. So Moshe didn't have, he had complaints about this limit on not having it with salt. Moshe used to eat the matzah with salt. But forget it, the matzah, the whole sudi kadim, the first kazayas. We do like the Mishnah Berurah, but... It always says b'melach. Apparently, poor people also can afford salt. You can afford. Anyway, b'si v'idati asaba amali ha'ilach li zaysin v'ha'ilach dilay. So now I brought in the olives. Now here we have to get clear. What was the problem with these olives? What was the daiga with these olives? So he says, amali einan yachol zaysin. I don't need olives. B'si v'idati asaba. He understood that he's not eating olives, not because he doesn't like olives, because there's some halacha reason. Let's get clear. What was the shaila here? In a nutshell, what was the story? Rav Yechanan Achurani was chayshish that this was tamei. However you work it out. Rav Yechanan was afraid it was tamei. He didn't want to eat it. Rav Tzadik, who sent it, told him it wasn't tamei. What was the chashash of tuma? Olives, as they come off a tree, are not mekabel tuma. Any fruit that comes off a tree has to be mukshel mekabel tuma. When you have the olives in a barrel where they're being squeezed, and what's coming out is, like Rashi says, sort of olive oil. It's a thin olive oil. Rashi's lashon. What was Rashi's lashon? Mayel. Mayel hayyotzim and hazaisim. I don't know what mayel is. In modern Hebrew, they have a word mayel. I think so. Mayel is the one who does the bris milah, right? So there's some thin oil that comes out of the olive. So the question is that machshel lekabel tuma? So that's a machlekes based on Beishamai. So Beisil is the machmir. Beishamai is the make. So apparently, Rav Yechanan Achurani was afraid it's tamei. Because he was afraid two things happened. First of all, it got wet. That he saw with his own eyes, it got wet. And secondly, and that it got wet is only tamei like Beis Hillel. And secondly, he was chayshish that Amoritz touched it after it got wet. And because of those two chashashas, he was machmir. Now you have to know, are you allowed to eat tamei food? Are you allowed to eat? You're allowed to eat tamei food. But it says that the minigan was to eat cut teeth chulin al taras hakodesh. No, to eat chulin b'tara was a minig in whole Klal Yisrael. Except if you happen to be tamei, the minig was to eat chulin b'tara. There were tzaddikim that even ate chulin al taras hakodesh, which means they ate chulin on a tara that even if it was kachim, it wouldn't be tamei. Kachim has different rules of becoming tamei. So that was a. But all this was a chumra. So you have to realize Rav Yechanan Achurani here was being chayshish for a maybe it became tamei. In a machlokes b'shamay b'shul, and an amoretz may have touched it. That's what's going to bother the two sheetahs and taisvahs. It was all a maybe, so we're going to see taisvahs in a few minutes. But first of all, how did it become tamei? Look in Rashi. There's a Rashi here that's a chiddush. We're not so well versed in inyanei tumah v'tahara, but the Rashi, the second Rashi on the Ovid, Shehein Lachim, Beuchshu l'kabel tumah. The klicheres tamei al gabe amo aretz. V'shemenoga begaf achavis. V'tmei v'drabanam v'temati. What does that mean? An amo aretz is the cheskes tamei. may have touched this barrel from the outside, and even if he touched it from the outside, it's metame. That's what Rashi here says. And this Rashi is a plea, because a klicheris is not metame, mekabel tuma vigabel. Klicheris is not mekabel tuma from the outside, only from the inside. Even if a mace touches it on the outside, it's not tame. Klicheris is not mekabel tuma vigabel. What? Leah Hesed, you mean? Maybe Hesed. But certainly it's not touched to what Rashi says, that Shema Noga Begav Chavis. So the Ritva is the Kash. Ritva is Matmiya. What's shot in the Rashi that it touched a Klicheres Migabai? So Ramesh, I saw the Ramesh writes that he doesn't know where Rashi got it from. He brings the Kash and he buys it Tzarki. The Aruch Lener, though, says the Teretz. Chazal were geyser chomer diketuma on all liquids, on all mashkin. Chazal were geyser with the rabbanon that all mashkin are metami in a chomer dikawayim. They become a rishon, even if they're not a rishon. Is the machlekes the Rambam and the Raiva? The Rambam says that with rabbanon mashkin are metame even a klicheres from the outside. And the Ravid says, how could it be? A mace is not metame. If a mace touches, it's not metame. A mashkin is? The Ravid argues. But there's such a shita in the Rishayim. The Rambam says that a klicheres is metame. It becomes tame from mashkin from the outside. The only thing is metame. So after all from there, we'll have to say pshat and Rashi. There was a friend of Amoritz touched the barrel. The barrel was wet on the outside. He touched it, he made the mashkin tamei, and the mashkin made the barrel tamei, and everything in it tamei. So it comes out that it's a pretty vaita chashash. It had to be, it's mukshul kabel tamei, okay, that he saw. And then it had to be that it was the barrel was wet on the outside, and that an amar touched it on the outside. What's interesting is, the end of Aruch Lener is a good maramuk, and he says there's a Rashi and Bechairis that holds like the Ravid. So he says we find such a thing in Shas. The Rashi explains one sugya it fits better like one Rishon, and another sugya fits better like another Rishon. He gives some dugmais that we find such a thing, which is a big idea to know. I mean, you can't pass him from a Rashi the halacha. Could be explains one sugya one way, one sugya another. Chumash for sure. Chumash of Sechanim says it. Rashi explains. In Parshas Yisrael, Komalacha Le'Yayos Alachem, Rashi explains like the Shalai Ali B'Dilchas, he says, Amir Lakhm is Dairais. This is Chum there says that it's. At any rate, this is the way he explains it. What bothered me afterwards, it's okay, it's a good Pshat in Rashi, I can't argue with Aruch Lener. But why did Rashi, Malonu Litzara Hazais? Why did Rashi just say, maybe an Amoritz touched the olives? Like, why start with a Klicheres Megabai and Amar? If you're reading Amar, touch them. Maybe touch the olives too. If somebody can explain to me why Rashi needed this. What?
Not of
Tzadik and Amar. So
Amar. Maybe if
Tzadik didn't
realize it's wet
and
outside,
it's actually. Midafka in such a vital way. Okay, maybe. Okay. Now, yesterday, someone asked why he said Ein Ani Yechol Zeisim. He just said Ein Ani Yechol Zeisim. He didn't explain that I'm Machmir my Bishul and I don't want to eat it because I'm Chayshish Tzitzami. He said Ein Ani Yechol Zeisim. So I have to tell you, it's a queer Siyata Dishmaya. I told you on Shabbos in the Lechet Sichis Musa, the Musa Sefer I happened to bump into, that he learns Musa from a Gemara in the Yamad Aleph and Yavamis. I told you when a Rosh Hashiva has to say a Shmuz, he ends up bringing these Gemaras. So don't ask me how I bumped into this. It's not a grada sefer that I happen to use a lot. But in the Mishnas Rabbanan, in the first chelek on page Ayin Aleph, he brings this Gemara, Amu B'Yavamis, he brings the whole thing, Amar Lozim Tzadik, she's Lame Tehez of Yechen Echorani, he brings the whole Lashon HaGemara. And he says, Yesh Luris Mekan, he says, there are two things you can learn from here. So first thing he says, Yesh Luris Mekan, Godel Kedushas Chazal. Misiras Nefesh, Amili the Chasidus. On the Indian of Chassidus, he says that he was Mecha. Achilas Cholum Betara is not an Isser. It's only Midrabanan, maybe you're Mechuyiv to do it. It's Archokah Ba'alma. And it was only a Cheshash that it became Tameh. Hashem alay nizim maga amaretz. And even that is toy machleks beisham meviz hill. And it was shnas betzuras. Mekamakam how is here in kolkach ati mevitzuras. On chumrah, Rabbi Yechon Echirani in hunger years. Have you read somebody a shaila? It's a hunger year. And this is a suffix, maybe it became Tamei in a way that would be Tamei Machlais B'Shem Yisrael. It's like such a Vaita Chumra. The Muslims only like the first one, I guess. Plus, Va'od Lamadnu, and this is where he answers this question. He says, Va'od Lamadnu, Gadol Hasehirus B'Kvayt Chaveirai. He says, you have to be very careful in the covenant of your Chaver. Sha'amar Eini Eichel Zeisim. Yes, he's looking if I got it from the Chavrusa Gemara. Shamar Eini Yachel Zeisim V'Loyama Chashash Tumah Shalai Yachashiv Kepikia B'Kvaydish Arab Tzadik. He's a Torah Tzadik's son. I don't trust your father. It's a Pekia in his coven. V'Avtar Arab Tzadik Kaya Gam Kein Nizer V'Rak V'Fi Shitosei B'Halocha Enka Chashash. He thought B'Shameh is going, that the Tzadik is going like B'Shameh, I'm going like B'Sil. So light his sheet is not even a problem. Halai Yipkia B'Kvaydish B'Zesh Asa Gabay Shameh Harish Sivir Alay Kein. And still so he says that the rabbi, it's a musa here, and the fact that he lied, so to speak, he didn't tell the truth. You see, as a hearer, is begun quite chaver. He brings it, doesn't he? No, see that. Okay. All right. What? Maybe it's an ani. Oh, maybe it's true. He doesn't need alms. Okay. You know, Rav Yaakov was once by someone's house as a bacher on Pesach, and they served Knedlach. And Rav Yaakov didn't trust them for Knedlach. So he said, I'm Makbid on Gebrach, which wasn't true. But for the rest of his life, Rav Yaakov was Makbid on Gebrach. He was a real Litvisher. He didn't keep any Chassidish in Minhagim. Gebrach, he was Makbid on. And the story only came out because Leisik Nasai, he had problems with his teeth. He had to be matineder on the gebracht. He had the gebracht because he ate the matzah. He couldn't chew matzah. They had to make the matzah wet. So he was matineder. So he was megale the story to the bezdin that he was being matineder. Okay, so this is the story in the Gemara. So you all, I hope, know. Reb Tzadik is going to say it's not a problem. The barrel had a hole in the bottom. What does it help if the barrel has a hole in the bottom? It helps that it's leinichali, that it got wet, and it's not mukshal kabbalton. Okay, let's see. Tosis, I neglected to say one thing. The machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid, whether mashkin is metame begabai, is only lechuma v'kachim. Now, mashkin is not metame for chulin. It's metame for chuma and kachim, the chumra mashkin metame begabai, even like the Rambam. So did that whole oruch l'ner is only gabait that here he was a chumra gabi chumra. It wasn't chulam mitara. It was chulam mitara sakaydish. It's a type of tumah which is only for kaydish. Okay, let's see Taisis. Taisis has two pshat in here. I mentioned to you yesterday that it's not clear from the language of the Gemara who was the Talmud of Beishamai. The Gemara brings a raya, that's the Lashon HaGemara, Vafal pisha Talmud Shamai haya kamasim layasal akdibar v'sol. So it doesn't say who was the Talmud Shammai. I think in the Gemara itself, we can learn Reb Tzadik was the Talmud of Shammai, and he was machmel like Beisilu, so he kept the Torah like Beisilu. Or you can learn that Rabbi Yechon Echirani was the Talmud of Shammai, and he was machbid on Tumah of Beisilu. You can learn the Gemara either way. It's funny, if it would say Lashon Rabim, Afal Pisha Talmidei Shammai Hayu, I would say it goes on both. But apparently not. Avisha Talmud Shammai Hoya. So who was the Talmud of Shammai? So Taisus here, in one shot says clearly, in one shot not clearly. Look at the top Taisus. Amalai Eini Yechel Zaisin, Tachpirsha Kunchas Mashma, Shaya Reb Yechna Choshash, Choshesh, Shaloi Hoya Machbe Reb Tzadik, Amaga Amoritz. Va'af Agab de Reb Tzadik Kayin Hoya. Ubigdei Prusha Midras Leichle Truma. Even though Kayin has to be careful from the midrash of Big Day Amaretz and Big Day Perushim, the beged of Rav Tzadik is midrash. Lo Eichle Truma. Eichle Truma can rely that it's tar, because the Eichle Truma are very careful. The Big Day Perushim are very careful that it doesn't become tar, that there's no tumah. But Kol Makay says they were machbid when they spoke to Amaratzim, they stood arm's distance. Sometimes when a person speaks, saliva slips out of the mouth. Saliva is metame. It's metame like avatar. So when the Prushim would talk to Amoratsim, they'd stand at a distance. If you wonder why there was friction between the Amoratsim and the Prushim, you know, that was one of the things. So Kapanim Taisisin Akasha. Why was Rabbi Yechanan worried about? Reb Tzadik was a Kayin and a Parush. He was a careful. Makamakan Yechayshish. So listen. The Fisher Reb Tzadik Matami, the Beishamay Hava. Ulakacha Yechayshish Reb Yechanan, Shem Alayikbe Reb Tzadik, Lashem Reb Tahara, Shem de Beishamay Yaber, Mitzarach Limkaif. So listen to the story. Reb Tzadik in the first chapter. Reb Tzadik Talmud Beishamay, who was Mekel in this case. Reb Tzadik Talmud Beishamay. Reb Yechanan didn't want to eat it because he was afraid that these olives are Torah like Beis Shammai, but they're not Torah like Beis Hillel. And Reb Yechanan paskin like Beis Hillel. Reb Tzadik paskin like Beis Shammai. Oh, so now it's a very good shot in the Gemara. Reb Yechanan didn't want to eat the olives that came from Reb Tzadik, because Reb Tzadik is Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So it's like you're talking such a hanhaga. So Chayyid the Pshat is good. There's one difficulty with Tyson's Pshat. We learned when we started that they didn't refrain from eating one with the other because they relied that the one who's machmir, the one who's mekel, would never give something to the one who's machmir if it's positive, if it's tamei, loyed him. So that there was no cheshash if tamidei beis shammai ate by beis hillel. So what are you afraid of? They always let them know. So that's a major problem with Tysus first teretz. How do you learn Tysus first teretz? The Talmud of Beis Shammai didn't want to eat it because like Beis Hillel, the Talmud Beis Hillel didn't want to eat it because like Beis Shammai, it's tar. So maybe a Talmud of Beis Shammai sent it to me to eat because like him it's tar, like me it's not. The language. Taisus first of all says Rabbi Yechanan is chayshish for Beis Hillel. That's what you're really saying is maybe Rabbi Yechanan was a Talmid Shammai, and he was afraid that Rabbi Tzadik didn't know that he's machmir like Beis Hillel. That would be maybe a good pshat. That might be a good pshat. Rabbi Yechanan was a Talmid Shammai, and he was afraid that Rabbi Tzadik doesn't know I'm machmir. That would make sense. Just the language of the Gemara, if you should Talmid Shammai Hoya, sounds like one of them was a Talmid Shammai. Just doesn't sound like both. Maybe that's Takib Shad in the first Pshad in Taisus. Alright, let's see the next line of Taisus. Anyway, this is a possible kasha on the first Pshad in Taisus. Let's see the read. Lurin Nira.
Caesar is different. They can't see that. Caesar, the olives are wet.
But he didn't see that Tatame. It could be wet in Tatame. Who says Amar has touched it? The second pshat, Lurin Nira, the Vada Yodabe, Rabbi Yechon Shem Tzad, Konochavis Ramoritz. Rabbi Yechon knew. Had a label. Came from pomegranate or some store. And he knew in that store there, Namak, Benamag, Amoritz. So Yoda, he knew. The question is what the Re gains over the first pshat exactly. He's a Maram. If you'll turn to the Maram. The Maran is bothered. What is the regain? What is the regain by this pshat? The reason I want to see it inside is Kasha, I understand. This Teretz a little hard. It's the only Maran on Tesvav Amud Beis. Okay, you see it? Taisis di Ramasko Omali, Lurin Nira Vada Yadabay Rav Yechanan. So Taisis. The Gamla Pirish Re. According to the Re, you also need the first teretz, right? Gam lepirish Re tzarich l'shnu yakama, which said that Reb Tzadik was a talmid of Shammai and Reb Yechanan was not like Beis Hillel. Dal lepirish Re yesh l'dagdik yoiser b'ma don Reb Yechanan as Reb Tzadik. It's even bigger digduk. Why was Reb Yechanan down Reb Tzadik? Shekonach aves ma'am oretz. Elavade gamle di day tzarach loy mishadana isay mishum shetame beishamay. It's really the ain't tzarach linkay. His tana beishamay holds its tar. L'chein lechosha shetloy isay miyam oretz. So you still have to say, Rav Tzadok l'tamen ha-shamay, that's why he brought up at Mam Oretz. V'loy ha-yisifri, what's the regaining? What's he adding? Elav. Shal Pesh Rashi, Tzarech Loi, Mishar Rabbi Yechman Chayshish Min HaSafik. Shem Loi ha-yi nizik Rav Tzadok Mimaga Am Oretz. Uluri Loi ha-yi Chayshish Min HaSafik El Devadi Yodabe. So what's his terence? The Pirish Rashi, he's calling the first Shad and Tais as Pirish Rashi. Rashi says that it was a Safik. So he says, Loi Rashi, it's a Safik. And like the re, it's a vade. How's he answering? What is the regain? Well, what does he benefit? The first shot was a good shot. The tzaddik is meikel like b'shamay. B'yachon is machmir like b'sil. So what exactly do you gain by saying that it's a vade? What do you improve on the first shot? So the story flows better, the whole story. But it has nothing to do with this Tysus, what was bothering Tysus and what Tysus answered in the beginning. It's taka better. If it was a vadai, so it's not such a strange thing that he was chayshish. But okay, you're talking. It could be that way. In the Dibris Maisha, I rather saw it in another sefer. I have a sefer Dava Toiv on Chumash, which I'm enjoying this year, just got. He has an arichus on this, who was the Talmud Beis Shammai. But I see the Ramesh in one paragraph says what he says in a few pages. He says that the Ri was not nicha to say Rav Tzadok was the Talmud of Beis Shammai in the story. Because the flow of the Gemara seems to say Rav Yechon was machmir. It doesn't say Rav Tzadok was machmir. It says Rav Yechon was machmir. Afal pisha Talmud Beis Shammai ha'ya komaisam le'yosel al-pi beisol. It seems to be going on Rav Yechanan being the Talmud of Beis Shammai. So the way I understand where Ramesh says is the following. That the Ri wants to go back to what he considers Pashup Shat. He considers Pashup Shat that Rav Yechanan was the Talmud of Beis Shammai. Rav Tzadok was the Talmud of Beis Hillel. Now, one second. Tzadok was the Talmud of Beis Hillel. Why would he have Zaysim that are Tomei according to his own Shita? According to Beis Hillel. It's not Mestaver. We said earlier that it's Lifnei Iver. If I hold it, it's also Mikar Adin. For me to send to you is Lifnei Iver. If I do it because of Minig Rabbi Sai, I'm allowed to send it to you. If I do it because I hold it's also Mikar Adin, I'm not allowed to send it to you. So the var here is that normally Rabbi Yechanan would have eaten what Rav Tzadok said. Because Rav Tzadok passed like Beis Hillel. Like Beis Hillel is more Machmir. So Beis Hillel is more machmir. So Madoch, the Talmud of Beis Hillel, would eat it. The Talmud of Beis Shammai, who's machmir like Beis Hillel, would eat it. So therefore he sent it. So therefore he would normally eat it. So the Ri is saying that it had to be that he knew Bevadois. If he didn't know Bevadois, he wouldn't have been machmir. For a Shema, a Talmud of Beis Shammai, getting something of the Talmud of Beis Hillel is more machmir than Beis Shammai. Why would he be chayshish? For that Shema, he wouldn't have been Chayshish. That's the take of Rav Maisha, if I understand correctly. The Ik and the Kud of the Ri, you have to learn the Taisa. Taisa, the first Teretz is Mechadish, the Tzadik was the Talmud of Esham. And the Mela, you come up with this Chesh. And the second Teretz, you say the other way. 100% also, like Beis Hillel. Why would he do it? So Rav Maisha doesn't spell it out, but what we had said from the Shach. If I'm allowed to give you something that's awesome like me and mutter like you, if I hold it's awesome maker I did and you're a taya, I'm not allowed to give it to you. But if I'm doing it's a minig avaisav or avaisav, and you're doing so you're minig avaisav or avaisav, like today, I don't eat kabras, you do eat kabras. So I'm allowed to send kabras to you. So being that Rabbi Yechon was a Talmud of Shammai, Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Tzadok was a Talmud of Beis Hillel, so Beis Hillel. The Sefer Tzadik was sending Rabbi Yechanan something that like you is kosher. He didn't know that Afal Pisha Talmud Shammai Haya Komaisa Layosa LLP Beis Hillel. So that's the Hanukkah of this second shot. It's not Muchuch in the Ri. It's not, you don't have to say it in the Ri. It could be, yeah, it could be not. The fact that the Maram is bonded by what the Ri gains is the Hechrich to come up and say in the Pshat. which is why Rav Moshe says that this is the Hara Ayin Gimel. The Smaisha is only one paragraph. I think it's written the Kitzer, but I think this is what Rav Moshe is saying. Let's see the next Maisa. The Gemara, let's just go through the Gemara. Gemara brings a Raya. Where are we up to? Let's see, Vitanan, 10 lines down. Chav Yishol Zeisim Mugul Golem. Chav Zav Zeisim Mugul Golem means they're already letting out their liquid. They argue if the mayol is machshel lekabel tova. Umaydim, everyone agrees. Shenikva v'sasmo shmarim shitahira. Why? So we have this rule that if you're not nicha and it's getting wet, it's not machshel lekabel tova. So nikvu v'sasmo shmarim shitahira. Afu bishatam shamei haya. Kamaisav layosol lekidiver beisol. And even though he either a tzaddik or a v'yechanan, or all of us would be happier if it said both of them. Right, if it said Hoyu, L'maisav le'yosel k'divrei Beis Hillel. Now, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo also Haynu Ravusei. If normally Beis Shammai did like Beis Hillel, even here where it was certainly where it was L'chumra, so it's a chiddush. Rabbi Shlomo also, if they did like their own shita, Haynu Ravusei, it's a chiddush that he was machman like Beis Hillel. Yamrit le'yosu, if they didn't do their own shita, my Ravusei. There's no answer. The says the Gemara is Tzifrid Asu, and that's going to be the Maskara. Ashramina Asu, Shmamina. Toshma, listen to this. Shalu is Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, I don't know if you got this far in the Gemara, but it's easy Gemara. Shalu is Rabbi Yeshua, Tzaras Habas Mahu. They asked Rabbi Yeshua, what's the din of Tzaras Habas? Amalehem, Machlaik Speshame Bisil. Halacha Gedivrei Mi. Amalehem, and Neymar Tabachnis and Raishi Ben Shnei Haram Gedailim. Yeshua said, I'm not passing this one. You get me involved with big machlokes b'sham b'sol. M'siyare ani sheba yarutzul gulgalti. I'm afraid they're going to hit me over the head. Yarutzul. Crush my skull. Okay. What? Yisrei tzitzu habara b'kirba. Crushed each other. Okay. Struggle. Okay. Aval ani meid lechem ashtei mishpachais kedei l'shev Yerushalayim mishpachais beis tzivuim v'ben akamai shachat beis kufoi v'ben v'koyshe shem v'dei tzaris v'hem chayirim kedeilim v'shim shu agabi amizbeach. So what is he telling them? He's telling them that it's okay. What I'm confused about is why he didn't want to paskin. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua want to paskin? They ask him a shayla. Machlois b'shem b'shem. He wasn't a generation of Bisham Bisil. When was Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua was Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was a great grandson of Hillel. Rabbi Gamliel was the son of Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Gamliel Zake, the son of Bisil. He was a great grandchild. What? No, but he's passing at Bisil and making Bisham his family's on there. Yes, so they're going to come after him. He's going to make like Bisil. Beishamais are going to be a Mamzerim. So he was afraid to pass. They're allowed to be afraid to pass like that. Yeshua said, Eimashkichim Bepaskoel. So maybe this was after the Tan Rachanoi. So you don't want to get stuck and be stuck passing at the Baskel. Maybe he'll really Mechadi Tvei would work. It's only because of the Baskel. No, but then he holds Eimashkichim Baskel. So Taki Jose Mishkichim Pascal, see Oscar Spisil is right. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure why. We know that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel got into a lot of fights, into arguments that had to do with Pesach Halacha. Rabbi Gamliel was grounded from Beis Hillel. So I'm going to Pascal and Hillel, like his great grandfather. What? Well, he's not causing Beis Hillel, he's passing Beis Hillel. Well, we already learned that if a Rav tells you something and you're dying that way, you're safe. You know, the person doesn't get it Eidish. If Beis Shammai passed him that way, they're safe. The Dairis, the Mamzeris is the problem. Okay, I don't know. I'd like to know what the guidelines are when you say in any Machnas Reishi, in Dine Torah, it says you're not allowed to be afraid. It's a Guru Bneish. It's a terribly difficult thing to do. They come to you for something, and you know that the mafia guys are on both sides, are on the wrong side. Now that I refuse to pask him, you're not allowed to pask him wrong. Now that I refuse to pask him, so you're afraid. Because the Gemara says it's Sanhedrin. So I don't know, with these things, maybe it's different. Maybe Lesagur Bnei Yish doesn't go here. It's just very strange. The truth is, though, between me and you, he pasked him. No? He said, I'm not pasking you this. But he said, I'll tell you one thing, you're kind of Gedayim like myself. I don't know. What I saw, I forgot where, I was looking through the Likud Svarim. Very few have, they mostly skipped the staff. I don't remember who said that when it's 70 Amid Aleph, that Reb Tar, was it Yechem Benuri wanted to make that everyone's Yaitse Kalashitis. And it says, well, you speak with Ligmar Sadav, Shinich Fashah, that they weren't able to do it till God, it was too late. What was too late? Someone brings that this was what was too late. What was too late is that the Kayin Gadol was from one of the families. Once the Kayin Gadol is already being Saimach on Beis Hillel, he can start making announcements, you need Chalitza. The Kohen Gadol married without chalitza. It was not going to be so. He married her without chalitza. His mother was married without chalitza. So what you did for Hashem was that they appointed Kohen Gadol from there. And that could stop the Kohen Gadol. So could be that's what happened. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. I hope we don't have any levayas. And we'll Mitzvah Hashem try to go. Certainly Toshma Mina. Tomorrow is still Wednesday. All right, at least Toshma Mina. There's one very major sugi still coming up, a sugi of Yuchsin. So, bit of a guide to tomorrow, to sign on the days, we still have one major subject to come. Okay.